Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning to Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And Steve, I guess it's sad but true. You can't assume that everyone using the names of those Highland Park victims has received permission from families to collect money. So we have to be careful, don't we?
Exactly, Bob. You have to be very careful, make sure that it is somebody that you can trust and it's verifiable in some way. What happens all the time, these scammers take advantage of any situation and how heartless it is, but they do. We just want consumers to give, you know, but give wisely and do the research on the organization that's calling you or the individual, because a lot of those sites are crowdfunding sites where they pop up and they ask you to make some payments to help the family. So you just got to make sure it's a legitimate one and somehow the family's involved or they have permission from the family to solicit funds.
Do you have any kind of listing approved charities of the Better Business Bureau?
We do. We have a website called give.org, and you can get it there through bdb.org as well. It really just verifies if a charity meets our BDB standards for charitable accountability and provides information and more on the charities that are soliciting, across the nation and across the world as well. Mm-hmm. So it's always best to, investigate before you invest and check out the charity or the crowdfunding source itself.
BBB.org, the main site of the Better Business Bureau. Tell us about this scam involving Amazon Prime Day.
Well, it's always a perennial problem, Bob. And, Amazon Prime Day is next week, July 12th and 13th. But others like Walmart, Target, and Kohl's are running our own sales as well. So it's really becoming a summer event. And the scammers are taking advantage of this. And we've seen this already, Bob, at the Better Business Bureau. Phishing scams that appear to come from the popular retailer when it's actually not coming from the retailer. So you have to make certain that the email you're getting is actually from the retailer itself, and it's best to deal with the retailer itself instead of clicking on links, because you never know where it's going to go, because unless you really know, understand how to look at the URL, you may be going to a different site. And so many people get so many emails today, Bob, and it's best to do the research because the scammers are taking advantage of the situation.
And we're hearing about this deep fake technology that impersonates celebrities, politicians, business leaders. What exactly is that?
So, Bob, it's not a new technology, but it's really gaining popularity among the scammers. And basically what it does is it really makes it impossible to tell a fake video audio clips from the real one. And it's pretty alarming and scary to individuals that can happen to. And we've already seen scams at the Better Business Bureau regarding this with Elon Musk and others who are allegedly talking about cryptocurrency, endorsing it when it's not actually them. So I think consumers need to understand that there's new technology out there that can impersonate celebrities. In the past, Bob, we always say if their lips aren't moving, they're not endorsing the products of celebrities. But now that's not the case, unfortunately. The scammer has found a way to make them, say anything that they want them to say, unfortunately.
So, I mean, other than trying to check out the video a little more closely, although, as you say, I mean, it's hard to detect the fakes now. What can you do?
Well, basically, if you think it's an endorsement of some type, go to that celebrity's, website or social media page and see if there is some type of endorsement by this organization. A lot of times, Bob, just people look at a video and they assume it's accurate and true, and they click on the link without doing any research. And just checking on Google and other sources, see if there's any, releases or any types of warnings regarding that. So, mm-hmm. Elon Musk, cryptocurrency, there's a plethora of information online, which explains that it is a scam. So just don't take it at face value, Bob, and understand that videos can be altered and manipulated, including the audio, which is very disheartening.
Mm. Do a little Google research. And finally, and so many of these supposed invoices are coming to us in emails. I got one from PayPal that says $989 is due August 4th. Are you hearing about this a lot at the Better Business Bureau?
Yes, Bob, we are. The Better Business Bureau is receiving daily reports on these types of scams with these fake invoices. And basically, they're throwing it to everybody and throwing everything at the wall and see what actually sticks and what consumers will click on and link. So they're hoping that you do have a PayPal account or some other type of account that they sent you and that you would pay the invoice without even thinking. So it's important, Bob, like we all do, we all, you know, buy and shop online, and we also pay online. If you believe it's an organization that you have done business with or it's them, go to their site directly. Just don't click on the link. And I reviewed the one you sent me, Bob, and it's coming from a person at an AOL account. Huh. You know, a major company is not going to use a personal AOL account to send an invoice on. So you really got to look at those URLs. But sometimes it's really hard to distinguish. It's best to go to the company or call the company itself before paying the invoice. And it's getting to a point where we say just don't click on those links because you never know where it's going.
Yeah. Are you going to give us the tip offline so we can close up this report?
That is a tip off to the rip off, Bob.
Steve Burness. Talk to you next week. Thank you, sir.